good afternoon. Our time is now 6 minutes after the hour of 3 o'clock here on Radio Caribbean International. My name is Maureen and I am sitting in for Khalid. Khalid is unable to make it this afternoon for Youth Unplugged, and so I am sitting in on behalf of Khalid Vidal. The sponsor, of course, the partner is the Bank of St. Lucia. We'd like to say thank you to them very much. And we this afternoon we have Jenna. Jenna Gasser is in our company. This name is no strange name to the St. Lucian public, no strange name to the world of entertainment. I mean, the whole art form is used to this name. Well, I would like to think, you know, that they are, you know, and it's quite wonderful to see that, because I have not seen or heard you in a while, but it's quite really wonderful and refreshing to realize that you're still within the fraternity and you're still lending your brilliance. So good afternoon and welcome.
Well, hi. What an introduction that was.
I know, right? No, but it's true. It is true. It is true. Jenna, what's going on?
Nothing. Well, a lot of things and nothing at the same time. But Carnival is here, and so that's one of my very busy seasons. And so, you know, we're just at it. We're at crunch time because we're participating in the Junior Carnival, which is on Sunday.
Yes.
So this is peak time for us,
wow.
Ecstatic Carnival Band. And we're just looking forward to the parade and to the grand show.
Right. Just for a little insight, for the purpose of persons who may be listening online, because we're live on Facebook as well.
Okay.
Just a little insight of yourself, Jenna, and, you know, your placement in the whole creative space,
mm-hmm.
you know, so you give a little insight from that, you know, where it's all started for you and stuff.
Well, I started in music,
mm-hmm.
and for a very long time I did music and writing. I traveled a lot. I worked with a lot of international artists throughout the Caribbean, singing and writing.
Yes.
A lot of my work was behind the scenes, but I preferred it that way. I did try once or twice to go, you know, on the stage, but it really wasn't my forte. I really preferred to be behind the scenes,
yeah.
And lending my assistance there. And after that, I got into Carnival, as in the Carnival bands.
Right.
And I started off with Legends Carnival Band, which is the adult band, and then branched off into doing the kiddies band in 2019.
Right.
So there's that, and then there's, you know, I do have the portfolio of theater and arts.
Yes,
I have the
absolutely.
Portfolio of writing.
Right.
So yeah.
Right. So definitely grounded within the area there, you know,
yeah.
quite a wealth of experience that you're bringing. Now let's talk about the birthing of the
Ecstatic
Carnival
yes.
Band.
So in 2019, it was our first time, mm-hmm. And it was such a good year. We had so much fun. We entered into the junior arena because I have a daughter. Mm-hmm. And when I would take her to participate, I was not satisfied.
Right.
And I wouldn't say I wasn't satisfied, but there's need for more,
right.
and for better and for improvement.
Right.
So I figured if it is that there's an area for me to jump in,
yes.
Why not?
Yeah.
So I partnered up with some other brilliant people, my team members, and in 2019 we decided that we're gonna put our brilliance together and form Ecstatic Carnival Band.
Right.
And it has been going really well for so far, minus COVID, which mm-hmm. set us back.
Right.
But, you know, when we came out in 2019, we took the Junior Carnival Queen title. We were third runner-ups. We took the two individual titles as well as the third runner-up title.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, and then we definitely put a product on the road that mimicked what you call the very exclusive luxury adult carnival band, but this one was for kids.
Mm-hmm.
So we gave a product that was worth
high end
with yes. the, you know had yes. a had a value it was high standards yes. you know it was the kids got lots of treats
yes.
You know we serve them food all along the way. It's not just a matter of okay well when we stop we give you something to
right,
eat you know
right.
it was non-stop confectionaries and juices
right.
And you know and this
was, and why not a lot of the time I think we normally when we think of you know creating that sort of experience we
yeah.
think of in adult form only
yeah.
why not the children need the little pampering
they need to feel
a little bougie
exactly.
vibe too. Why not?
I agree with and that is what we wanted to create
right.
you know we really wanted to put a product on the road that was of a certain standard and a
right.
certain quality and we were able to do that.
Wonderful.
And I think that was the biggest win for us. I mean of all the wins we had
right.
that was the biggest win for us being able to achieve that.
Right, but let's talk now about what is it like. I mean, of course, when you have an adult band, we know, well, okay, we are big people and on the thing, they're working, they're making their own money.
Right.
When you have children, now you now have to try to convince parents, adults, to spend the money in that regard. You know,
oh,
now,
yeah.
when we talk about that experience, of course, it has to come at a cost because if you want that experience, you pay for that experience.
It does.
Right, so how difficult or how easy it is to be able to sustain that mission, that band, because it's needed, mind you,
mm-hmm.
it is needed because, listen, when we start grooming from that tender age,
yeah.
we're really and truly creating a culture of, that this is what we want to do. So, but sometimes it's difficult to get persons to buy into that.
Yeah.
You know, to say, when we get big, we're going to do a thing, you know, but you know,
yeah.
for like, if we, it's an investment to go from this tender age. So I understand where, you know, the birthing of it and with your level and your passion for the arts,
yeah.
I would understand why we would see that within it. But how difficult or how easy it is selling that concept?
It's extremely difficult. It's extremely difficult because, you see, you have to understand that parents, it's already carnival time.
Right.
Let's be real.
Yes.
So everybody buying their Color Me Red ticket, they buying their this ticket, they don't spend thousands of dollars to join their band because they play in mass Monday and Tuesday.
Yes.
Right? And now they have to find an extra couple hundreds of dollars to put their child in.
Yeah.
Some people don't see it as a need for a child at that young age.
Right.
So why spend the money there?
Mm-hmm.
So what you find is that true carnival lovers or families that, you know, have carnival, you know, you brought up in it.
Yes.
Those are the people that will do that. But other people don't prioritize it because
mm-hmm.
they don't see, they don't understand, they don't see the need for their child to be in it.
Mm-hmm.
So it's very hard, one, to convince parents who are not, you know, go carnival people
mm-hmm.
to, hey, can you give us $400 for your child?
Right.
That's the first hurdle that we have.
Right.
Then it's, you know, it comes at a cost. We do everything that an adult carnival band does,
right.
minus the alcohol.
Right.
But then we certainly have more fun in terms of snacks. We got the ice creams, the cotton candy, the this, the that. You know, and these things, they come at a cost.
Yes,
so,
yes.
you know, it is the same amount of preparation, the
mm-hmm.
same amount of work, the same amount of investment.
Because you have to deal with children. Children needs a lot
yeah.
more attention.
A lot more.
Yes.
You know, you have to pay a lot more attention and
yes,
detail to the costumes
right.
because with kiddies mass, what you tend to find is that the display on the road is more on the nose when it comes to the costuming
costumes, yes.
rather than, you know, we put some yellow feathers and call it a bird.
Yes, absolutely.
you have to show that this is
a
bird
because real.
it's a lot more literal in a sense where
right.
the costuming is concerned. So a lot more, a lot of thought has to go into it and a lot of work has to go into it as well. It's a lot of sewing and a lot of...
I was about to ask you that. You're actually operating in mass camps and you're building those
correct.
Costumes, right? For those
correct.
Kids.
Yeah.
That's right. We rope you out today in your costume making. Right. Oh, my. Okay.
Yeah.
So you now, night after night, you're building. How many children? How many students? How many kids do you have signed
up
so far?
We have within 100 to 150.
So you and when you started to build those costumes?
Oh, we've been working at it.
Oh my!
We've been working. We've had.
You got a big team, don't?
I have a good size. It could be bigger, but right. Yeah, we have a good size. And we've been working until the wee hours of the morning, just because, again, it's all about the detail first. It's all about the finishing product. So I have to make sure that every piece goes out immaculate.
No, I am now excited because I want to know what kind of a pieces that we are talking about now. What are some of your display that you're going to be? What sections are you? How many sections first?
So we have 4 sections,
right?
And the theme is called Journey to the East.
Okay.
So we're depicting a lot of cultural festivals from places like Japan, China, India.
Ooh.
So it's very rich cultural festivals in terms of tradition. We're doing Holi, which is my personal favorite.
Okay.
It's an all white section, but it will come on the stage all white, but it will not leave all white.
Oh, okay.
So
and that's an influence from where?
There's a bit of a spectacle there. That's from from India. That's a Hindu.
You would think I would know.
That's a Hindu festival.
Okay. Wow.
I think in the Caribbean we call it Pagwa, it's really called Holi.
That's the original official title.
Wow.
Okay, so that's Holly. That's one. Yeah. We have 3 more.
We got three more. So then we have Long Wu, which is dragon dancing, which is traditionally practiced in Japan. It's even gone as far as the Philippines now. Dragon dancing is a tradition as old as time. It's been known to wear off, or I should say scare, the bad spirits,
mm-hmm.
which is why they perform the dance, because the dragon is itself supposed to be a very scary mythical creature. So you know, when you do the dragon dancing and you do it with the dragons, it's supposed to scare off the bad spirits that's coming in. It's supposed to keep them at bay. So and I mean, every little boy wants a dragon. So.
That's true. That is so true.
You know, you try to tie in what's fun for the kids and what makes sense at the same time.
Oh gosh, that's a lot there, you know.
Yeah. The next one we have is Shangwan. Shangwan is Chinese lanterns.
Okay.
We chose that festival because it's just such a beautiful festival to see all those lanterns go up in the air at night. And it has a deeper meaning. You know, it's something that they celebrate. I think it's the 5th month of the year to welcome in, you know, new year, prosperity, letting go of the past and bringing in the new. And I think we wanted to do that, let go of the COVID years that kept us back. And, you know, let's bring in the new years, a new era of carnival.
Oh my.
And our 4th section would be. Which one is that?
This is your favorite. Diwali.
Okay. Oh, how can I forget it? Another Hindu. So we all know Diwali. It's you know, it's one of the more popular. It's like the Christmas for Hindus. Diwali is very, very pretty. And, you know, the girls with their saris and, you know, and the depiction.
You guys are getting me so excited now. Can you imagine those little ones? I want to wear one.
Well, you'd make a perfect Diwali candidate. You know, just let go, put a long plant.
Finish with this, you know. Wow, this is exciting stuff. And more so Jenna, is the fact that, you know what, putting so much detail and putting so much effort in a kiddie's band. Now I want to take a word from the partners. I want to come back and we want to talk about that in general. You understand the approach to us, to that aspect of the art form. You know, and we get an opportunity to put our money where our mouth is come Sunday as well. So let's take a break and come right back.
Sometimes you know where you want to go, but may not know how to get there. Your vision, your future, your life. Bank of St. Lucia provided me the advice that supported my goals at every stage of my life, my business, my retirement, and what I leave for those most important to me. We may not all have the same goals, but we all need to plan for them. BOSLYs. Plan, invest, enjoy.
And we are back. Those of you who are viewing with us via our Facebook feed on the official page of Radio Caribbean International, thank you so very much. We've got Jenna Gaster from the Ecstatic Junior Carnival Band with us. This coming Sunday is going to be the Kiddies Carnival. I am going to be there, and I'm hoping to see a whole bulk of St. Lucian there. Put we money where we mouth is. Jenna, talking about the effort and time and relevance and prioritizing of you know, putting effort into the carnival, the junior band, mm-hmm. junior carnival, junior art form. Mm-hmm. When you say carnival, some people just get twisted. The art form, because that's form. Really what it is. It is the art form, and when you invest in it, you're really and truly investing in what you claim you love, the art form and your support. So let's talk now generally, because you're there, you're in the field, you must know what's going on. I mean, in terms of where are we at right now in terms of our junior preferences or you know, that want of a better word, you know, in terms of is it getting what it deserves?
I've been trying to be a good girl. I've been trying to stay out of trouble. Maureen.
I try to road through it, but no, we have to have the conversation. It's not anything to knock, but if we have a void, if we have an area that we could find some form of improvement, we need to speak about it, because that's the only how we're going to know. Well, all right, we need some guidance in that, or we need some pump in this one. We have to say it.
If we have to have an honest conversation,
we have to.
I believe that very little attention is given to Junior Carnival, and it's very saddening, you know, when we sit down all the other carnival band leaders, and we have our meetings, you know, and you hear the complaints and you hear the struggles. You know, everybody has the same struggle. You know, very little support from Corporate St. Lucia, very little support from the organizers of carnival as well, you know, very little consultation with the stakeholders of Junior Carnival. You know, no one's asking what are the problems, what is happening, what do you guys need. You know, very little support financially as well. The big bands right currently as we speak, the older bands have gotten financial assistance from the Carnival Band Board, and Junior Bands, which is on Sunday, has received nothing. And it's very sad that it has come to that, because I understand that our last carnival, we had no junior carnival. So, you know, planning it this time around with us in mind, you know, they may have... Oh, yes, we need
to... They got a lot on their plate. I'm not defending them, but I'm saying they do have a lot on their plate. What about the junior bands? Do you all have a committee in place
that's right to them?
Do you write to them and seek those
assistance?
Absolutely,
we have meetings. There's, you know, there's the Junior Carnival Band Association, and Barry George is also our president.
Right.
Because we're a part of the Carnival Bands Association. So we do have meetings with the stakeholders and the planners. And I just want to stress on the fact that Junior Carnival is where it begins.
It's
the generation to come. And if you invest in the generation to come, then it will keep the legacy, it will keep the tradition alive. It will, you know, we're losing carnival to certain trends that, you know, are considered cool and hype around the world, and we're losing the true meaning of carnival, like you said, which is the artistry and the revelry. But if we invest in it from young, like, you know, kudos to them. You know, I saw them doing the Junior Calypso.
The Calypso is back. All right, so we've got to give them,
you know,
that. Yeah.
If we invest in it from young, we're able to, you know, build a generation that has a greater appreciation for why we're on the road Monday and Tuesday.
Yeah.
Because, you know, a lot of people don't know why they're on the road Monday and Tuesday. What does it mean?
I know.
And, you know, we need to have fun, but we also need to be educated when we're having fun.
Yes.
And so that's where it begins. And I think I can freely speak for all the junior carnival bands when I say, you know, please, we would like a lot more support in the future, you know, and just a little more attention, you know, and really take the parade a little more seriously, give it a little more caressing and tender loving, you know, so that, you know,
is there a place in there for John Public as well? Because maybe they are not giving it that much attention, because when we do see the actual day of it, it's like, well, Yeah. There's no need to put anything much because nothing much is old. So if we, again, because a lot of the time as John Public, we bash.
No, I agree. I agree.
If John Public seems to have more interest in it, do you think that it'll be more of something that they will put
absolutely
more effort into?
So it's both ways, you know. The bands need to be able to deliver in order to get
the people
and the attention from, you know, the upper heads and the corporate Saint Lucia. So they need to be able to deliver good products,
right?
So it is we have to meet each other 50-50, which is what Ecstatic Carnival Band is trying to do. We are trying to make sure that it is a quality product that we're putting on the road. So when companies like KFC and Blue Waters and Renwick and Company, they put and Massey Distributions, when they give us that type of support and sponsorship and they put their branding with Ecstatic, it is something that's worthwhile and it's not something that they would regret.
Right.
So, you know, again, it's a 50-50. We have to work together in order to keep the tradition alive, keep the junior sector alive.
Right. Well, but despite of all of that, though, I hope it never crossed your mind to give up.
At 3 o'clock in the morning, yes, I do. For the last 3 days, I have.
Oh, okay, but I hope not.
I'm surprised I have voice to come in today. I didn't have voice yesterday, and I didn't have voice the other day.
We do hope you don't ever give up. And those of you who are doing it, I mean, yes, it is challenging, but there's place and there's room for it. And you know, as non-supportive as it may seem, I think in time we'll get there. That's my hope. That's my dream.
I mean, I think that's our hope for everything. And we know Rome was not built in the day. And, you know, it's a new committee.
Yeah.
And it's new people.
Let's give
so,
them
you
chance.
Know, it's the first time that we're having Junior Carnival.
Under their guise.
So, you know, we are very hopeful. And we are appreciative of the support that we have been given thus far. Or, you know, there's in anything in life, there's always room for improvement.
Absolutely. Let's talk about Sunday now. What number are you?
It's the same thing.
Don't play with me here now. What number are you going to be at?
We're the same thing. We're band number 4.
And how many bands are there?
10.
There are 10 bands and you're number 4.
Yes.
And it kicks up from 11. So from 11 or 12?
12, because it starts right after church because
we can't make noise. I had to go to church first. Yeah. Oh, they tell me the 11 because I have to
you
be there an hour
before.
You have
to ask the priest to cut it short.
Listen, I'll come in my church close because I'll be in church. So I will definitely be there. I'm looking forward to it and all the best to you and
Thank
your team,
you.
Jenna. You guys, I mean, don't give up. I know it could get a little tough, but certainly there is
room
for it.
Oh, no, we're excited.
You're in for it.
We're in for it.
Yeah.
And, you know.
Because most of us came from the senior bands.
Hey, my girl, Danny Connelly, she don't want to come on camera because she's coming, her cash costs to make it close. So don't worry about it. Yeah, so just know that what you were saying, say it, let me hear in the mic. She says
we won't give up because, you know, most of us, we grew up in Carnival and it's what we love.
Yes.
And,
you know. We're accustomed to building costumes.
And you understand the importance of it.
It's a passion.
I'm happy that you guys are doing the building.
What's it called? A labor of passion? A labor of passion.
Yeah, it is cool. It is really cool. And the fact that you guys are making the costume, Mommy will be so proud, you know.
Yeah.
She will be. Certainly will be. So, Jenna, thank you so much. Anything you
thank
want to
you.
Live with John Public, you want to live with our listeners and
Absolutely.
Viewers?
I do want to thank, you know, I want to thank, first and foremost, again, the committees who have been assisting us, I think CPMA.
Yes, the Carnival Planning
Management, and the Carnival Junior Bands Association, as well as the junior bands. We work very well with each other. We help each other in any way we can. So thank you to my colleagues in the business as well. I want to say a big thank you to my sponsors. I have KFC. That's my major sponsor for the road. Thank you so much, Otis and Damien. You know, Ecstatic wouldn't be if it wasn't for KFC, I can assure you of that.
Right.
Our new sponsors who have come on board, like Massey Distribution with Capricorn, we want to thank them as well. I also want to thank Renwick & Company. They've always supported us from 2019 as well. I want to say thank you to 123 Digital, who handles, you know, our graphics and our marketing and our media. Right. I also want to thank Harris Paints. I'd like to also thank, I'm just trying to remember this sponsors off the top of my head. Blue Waters, because it's important that we keep them hydrated.
Very well.
I mean, you have 100 kids on there, you got to give them water.
Absolutely.
Ferrin's Dairy as well. And I, you know, the biggest thank I have is thank you is to my team.
Yes.
To the Ecstatic team. We couldn't do it without each member. That's for sure. And thank you to the other persons that help us, like the seamstresses, the wire builders, Chic Carnival for helping us with our costumes. It's, again, we're just very thankful that we're on the road, and we're hoping that, you know, we come out with some wins on Sunday. And most importantly, we give a good product and we enjoy ourselves.
Wonderful. Thank you so much. And all the best. All the
thank
best
you.
Again. Big up to Ecstatic Junior Carnival. So, guys, that's it for Youth Unplugged. The name is Maureen. I sat in for Khaled, who was unable to make it today and was brought to you with the compliments of the Bank of St. Lucia.